Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe that just like it said, the Spirit said to them, the Spirit directed them, that can be you today? The Spirit said to me. The Spirit directed me. The Spirit forbade me. The Spirit compelled me. It seemed good to the Spirit. Why shouldn't we be using language like this? We should be, shouldn't we? You know, one person was saying some years ago, they said, all these people talking about God told me this. God told me that. All these people hearing from God, that bothers me. This other person said, well, I tell you what bothers me is all these people who never hear from God. Well, granted, there are some folk who are always saying God said this and God said that, and it wasn't God. It was just them. But can we hear from God today? Can children of God be led, sons of God, be led by the Spirit of God? Can His leading be as real to us as to these people in the book of Acts we read about? We're part of the same church. Got the same Spirit, same rights and privileges. Can you say amen? Now, I know that some of this sounds redundant and simplistic to you, but I'm not endeavoring to get it into your head. It's your heart, that it get real to you inside your spirit. And how will you know when it is? You'll begin to get excited, because the Spirit's leading will be real to you. Just as real to you as the person sitting beside you or in front of you, and more real. He's inside you, and He knows everything about everything. He knows the future. Isn't it written? He'll show you things to come. He'll lead you. He'll guide you into all truth. The things the Lord said to you, He'll bring to your remembrance. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. I don't know what I'd do without Him, except fail. I've become accustomed to relying on Him and depending on Him. Wouldn't go back to the old way for any amount of money or anything. Oh, I look to Him every day, every morning. One of the first things I do, check with Him. Check with Him. As you're doing anything, check with Him. Check with Him. Lord, show me. Is there something I'm not seeing? Is there something I'm not getting? Is there something I need to see differently? He knows. And He's in you. And He communicates with you through what part of your being? Your spirit. Now, let's establish this one more time. Can we hear from God today through His Spirit? Yes. Would it be just as scriptural for us to say, the Spirit said to us? Yes. Or the Spirit directed us? Yes. Yes. Now here's the big question next. How does He do it? How does He lead us? How do we hear from Him? That's a big question. We've talked about this some last week, about the witness. I want to talk more about that today. Everybody say, the witness. What does verse 16 say? The Spirit Himself does what? Bears witness. We've already gone into some detail. That literally means a co-witness. Co-witness. Witnessing with. There's somebody inside you besides you. Right? And you can get something in your spirit, and that's you. But the Holy Ghost can confirm that. And there's an additional something in you besides your own spirit, someone, and this co-witness, this witnessing with, you know, so many times when I'm making a decision, use your head. You know, God gave you a head to use. Use it. Find out what you can. A lot of times I'll do some research. I'll try to find out what's available, what's out there. But you know, you can never know everything. You can never know enough to just make the best decision based totally on your knowledge. But as I'm looking at different options, we could do this. We could get this one. We could buy this. We could go this way. I look at it. They tell me this one's better than that one. They tell me this one will do this one and this one will do that. But all the while I'm looking and using my head, I'm checking in here to see what I get a witness about. This one might look superior to my head, but as I'm checking my heart, I don't have anything. Do you know what I mean by that? I don't have anything in addition to my own spirit. My own thinking either. I don't have any. There's nothing. That's the thing you don't move on. Are you with me? You keep looking. You keep expecting. And you're in faith expecting that I will know. So you look, and sometimes people say, well, you can only do this, or you can do this, and you got to do it now. But I didn't have a witness. So I didn't do either one. You know, the devil will try to make you choose between two wrong choices. Amen. Well, you got to do this, or you got to do that. What are you going to do? But the Holy Ghost knows that there's not just an A and a B. There's a C and a D and an L. Just because men don't know it doesn't mean there's not another way or there's not the right thing. And when you see the right thing or you hear the right thing, there's a witness. Something else inside you comes up, you go, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Not a knowledge, but a knowing. A sense. Inward knowing. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians, please, and let's talk more about the witness. I endeavored to get to this previously, and we didn't. We spent all our time talking about being rain trained. You remember that? Rain trained. But in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, are you believing with me this morning? Please do. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. Well, back up to verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has what? Revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the what? The Spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Know. I think one area where people miss it sometimes, learning how to be led, is they put too much emphasis on the concept of voices. Voices. And we use this terminology about hearing the voice of God. Well, I know when I first started drawing closer to the Lord and seeking him for his plan for my life, being carnal, you gravitate to the natural. And I knew something was going on in my heart, and the Lord wanted me to know something or do something, but I wasn't getting it. Had not a clue that he wanted me to be a preacher. That hadn't crossed my mind. But I sometimes would find me out in the woods. I grew up in the country. Sometimes I couldn't sleep. I had several things. I about had my hot rod finished. I had a good dog and a good pickup. I had a pretty wife. I had a pretty good position in the community. What I was doing should have been happy, but was just got miserable on the inside. How many know if you're not doing the will of God, nothing else is going to work and fit? And I thank God he didn't just leave me there satisfied without doing his will. One way you can tell that you're not in the perfect will of God is you'll have this dissatisfaction in your spirit. And a lot of times people will get disgruntled and be hard to live with. And it's not because the other people's fault. It's because these people are not in the perfect will of God. And they want to blame it on somebody else. We're having fun this morning, aren't we? Now, if you think I'm talking to you, realize it's not me, it's the Lord. And I may not know anything about what I'm talking about where you're concerned. Just look straight ahead and smile and go, praise God. Yeah, Brother Keith, say it again. Somebody needs to hear that. One way I know some of these things is because during that time of my life, I became very unhappy. I should have been happy, naturally speaking, but I wasn't. I began pressing into the Word, and I began to drawing near to God, and when you do, spiritual things become more real to you. Now, a lot of people backslide because of that. They begin to get close to God and begin to realize He's got a plan for them. He's got something He wants them to do, and they don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it, so they get cold. And they back off, and they won't pray, and they won't read their Bible, and they won't go to church. Why? Because when you do that, the Lord's leadings get dull to you. His plan fades away, and people can get to the point where that doesn't bother them anymore. But friend, when you're like that, you've dulled and seared your conscience, and you couldn't hear God if He's talking to you through a megaphone. That's a bad place to be. But no matter how dull a person may have become, you can become sensitive again. But you got to draw near to Him, and you got to be willing to hear, and you got to be willing to obey. And I got miserable, miserable. And I'm sure I wasn't fun for Phyllis, you know, for her to be around me. I mean, I didn't get mean. I don't mean I did anything to her, but I just wasn't fun to be around. And friend, that's not okay. When you lose your joy. But thank God, I kept seeking Him. And He began to deal with me. And I out in the woods, sometime in the middle of the night, I'd go, Lord, what? What do You want? Well, see, I'm natural, so I'm wanting some kind of natural response. I'm wanting to hear a voice. I'm wanting to see something in the sky. I'm wanting to feel why? Because natural gravitates to the natural. This passage here goes on to talk about that the things of God are spiritually discerned. Not mentally discerned, not physically, not emotionally discerned, spiritually discerned.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1130. That's R1130. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.